Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Mackle College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate, Jackie Hurley.
I guess it was a long journey in a way. I sort of, from very early on in secondary school, I knew that what I wanted to do. And then after that, it was just sort of picking a course that I really, really wanted. And it was sort of a choice between a really theory-driven course or going to Mary Eye, where I genuinely felt I could get the best practical experience. And for me, it was sort of a no-brainer. Like, Mary Eye just seemed like to be everything that I wanted. The course there looked like it was just really, really well sort of run, and the lecturers all were very hands-on, which is sort of what I wanted. It seemed like the groups were going to be smaller as well, and I just always thought that the smaller the college you go to, the better the chance that you have that you're going to have lecturers that actually remember you when you're finished and will actually work hard to make sure that you get what you want. And I definitely think that was the case with Mary Eye. I was really involved in sport when I was in Mary Eye, which, funnily enough, now that I'm doing my job, it all seems to have fit in the puzzle quite well. But I actually played basketball with the University of Limerick because the allegiances that was there between the two colleges. So it sort of took me a little bit away from Mary Eye, but at the same time, it was a super experience. I'm not even sure if they let you do that anymore, but it allowed me to go over and experience things in UL that maybe we necessarily weren't getting in Mary Eye. You know, the sports facilities in Mary Eye are now fabulous, but when I was in college, it was terrible, really, to say the least. So it was nice to be able to get over there. Now, I did play sort of bits and pieces of sport in Mary Eye, but really sort of the big thing for me in Mary Eye was being involved with Wired FM. I mean, people sort of take it for granted that it's there a little bit now, but genuinely for me, I got involved with Wired when I was in first year. And myself and Pat Fitzgerald and Craig Spear did this show called Sports Watch. And it was just my real first experience with sort of broadcasting, and the immediacy of it was just incredible. I remember the very first day we did a show, we came out, we were just buzzing, and I just remember thinking, yeah, I really could do this for a long time. And, you know, I was hooked after that, and I just, for me anyway, Wired was the place that started it all for me, and I'm always forever grateful to them for giving me that experience. Funnily enough, when I was going to Mary Eye, I didn't really know what to expect. I went down and I walked the corridors, which is probably the worst thing that you can do, really, because it would probably nearly put you off more than anything else. But I think what it really was just an incredible place. I mean, the experience of the college itself is something that people never understand unless they've actually been there themselves. I don't really know that many people that didn't have a good time in Mary Eye, because it's such a small community. It's nearly like having your own little neighborhood that nobody knows about, because it's the only place where I ever remember walking like 100 meters down the corridor, and it could have taken me 45 minutes because you bump into so many people on the way. And that was just the best thing for me about Mary Eye. The experience overall was just something I'll genuinely never forget. I made friends for life in that place, and I'm always happy when I go back down to Limerick. The 4 years in general was huge, but for me, the co-op was brilliant. I mean, I think I sort of really found myself on co-op, for want of a better sort of a cliche, really. You know, I think the experience that it offered for me to sort of go away off campus and actually learn how to do the job that I thought I wanted was just incredible. And it's something that I'm so glad that they do offer. And so it's sort of nice to be able to take that away, that you remember that you got that from the college. And that was sort of the overwhelming thing that I will always remember from Mary Eye. But aside from that, I think we had a really, really good relationship with our lecturers. I think that was another thing about Mary Eye, because I mentioned that it was so small. You did have that really good relationship with your lecturers, and there was never a problem going and asking them, would you mind giving me a hand with this, or would you mind giving me a hand with that? And just from knowing a lot of my friends that went to different universities around the country, it's so obvious that they didn't have that now. And, you know, I'll always be grateful that we had that kind of relationship. And it's sort of something, again, that can so easily be taken for granted when you think back on college and people talk about how hard it was. It really wasn't hard in Mary Eye, because it was made easy for us by some really, really easy people to work with. Right after I finished college in 2006, TTV, well, Young People's in RTE, were looking for new presenters, and they had this sort of a talent search on TV, for want of a better word. And myself and sort of five or six of my other classmates in Mary I decided that we would send in tapes. And we went in and we edited them in college and we sent them off, sort of not really thinking anything was going to come of it. And then it was literally about 6 months later, I got a phone call off a lady called Teresa Smith, who produces TTV. And she asked me, did I want to audition for the sports contributor slot? And of course, I was delighted. I went and auditioned and went for another audition. And then I got the gig, and it was just, it was so surreal, because I remember the day I got the call when she said, we want you to do the sports slot. And I really thought, wow, like, I'm going to be working in RTE. And I was just out of college at the time. I was still working down in local radio in Limerick in Live 95. And I remember thinking, is this where I'm going to go? Is this where I'm going to make the move to Dublin and try and go for this whole sports thing? And about 3 months later, I decided I'm just going to go for it. And I packed up, I moved to Dublin, and I sort of got some freelance work inside an RTE. And after a while, radio sort of just fell into my lap. And from there, it's just sort of, I mean, I suppose that was where it all kicked off. And you know, 3 years later, I have this job. But it was really that one phone call to do TTV that started the whole thing. And I mean, it's funny, but once you're in the door, it's very, very easy to get new things. But it's just that getting through the door is the hardest thing. But once you've done that, it's open season, really. I sort of have two roles at the moment, really. I'm sort of straddled across TV and radio still, but in radio, which is probably where I mainly am at the moment, I'm still doing the breakfast show with Cullum and Jim on 2FM. I do the sport every morning, and which is grand, apart from getting up at 5:30 in the morning. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoy it, and the lads are great crack. And then on Sunday, which is probably the sort of bigger high-profile gig that I'm doing, I'm co-presenting Sunday Sport with Con Murphy. And like, that for me has been the hardest challenge, but also the most enjoyable challenge of all the things I've ever done, because it's live radio for 4 hours every Sunday. You've got a producer in your ears. You've got about 9 or 10 live matches to get around to. It's probably the best training that you could ever have for any of the gigs that RTE do, because there's so many sports shows, but not a lot of them that have that much in it. So for me personally, it was the best show I ever could have had, and thoroughly the best and most enjoyable experience of my life. But it's sort of funny, because it opens doors to you. All of a sudden, you're doing a show like this that I never would have thought I was going to be doing. I mean, had you asked me 5 years ago, would I be doing something like this? I absolutely would have said no way. I would have thought I'd had to wait years for something like this. But now that it's there, it sort of makes you want more. You sort of think, well, what else can I do? And I want to challenge myself to do this. So in that way, it's good. And RTE have been great. I mean, once they sort of took me in, they've been happy to give me more work. And I certainly hope that continues. I think that was really, really funny, because whenever I got the call to do Sunday Sport, I genuinely didn't even think about that. It never crossed my mind that I was the first female presenter of the program, because you don't think about that, particularly in this department. There are a lot of other women that work in sport. People just don't hear about them because they work as producers or program editors. But a lot of them have very, very big jobs. And so to me, it wasn't an issue at all, because, well, to be perfectly honest with the lads, I'm just one of the lads. They don't treat me any different than if I was anything else, you know. So it went completely over my head until one of the newspapers rang me to do an interview, and they were like, how does it feel to be the first female? And that's when I really thought, oh, wow, oh, I genuinely didn't know that. So, I mean, in all honesty, it really means nothing to me to be a woman. It's more what it means to me personally, to Jackie Hurley, to be this presenter. And it's, you know, I suppose it's a nice conversation topic for people to relate to, for other women that are trying to get into the game. It's certainly a nice thing to look at and say, well, if she's doing it, maybe I can too. And if that helps, then by all means, that's excellent. But for me personally, it's just been about getting the job. It's been less and less about being a woman and more and more about breaking through and getting more gigs. Probably the only difference that it will make is that people will see that if I can get the gig and they're a woman and they want to break through, then it certainly opens more doors to them. I'm sure there are hundreds and thousands of other women in Ireland that would love my job as well. And if they can look in and see, you know, that there are differences being made, and that people like RTE are now giving opportunities to people like me and to more women, then by all means, that's brilliant. You know, there are plenty of women in RTE that are getting a lot of jobs that a lot of people said maybe they wouldn't have gotten about 10 years ago. And if that's the great change, then I think that's brilliant, you know. But I mean, I hardly think my job is world changing. And I mean, I don't really think that there's anything great in it. I think it's just one of those jobs that I thoroughly enjoy, and I'm sure plenty other people would enjoy it were they doing it as well. But, you know, if it does open doors to other women, then I'm just glad to have been a part of it.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision Funding Scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.